doctors. Yep, that's the theme of this audio boo. And this, the context is that I've just come out of seeing my GP, general practitioner, in Cork. And I've had a sort of catch-up meeting with him. He wrote to me inviting me to come and see him. And the interesting little thing is that his receptionist didn't look to take money off me as I was leaving. Now, maybe she made a mistake and I'll have to pay her next time when I go back, but if not, I'm very impressed that a GP would contact me and suggest that we meet by letter, and that I wouldn't have to pay for it. It would take me back to the memories of the UK National Health Service, which I love so much, and where there was no financial transactions between the doctor and me. But the point about the report today is that I've been talking about my mental health with the doctor. There was a tiny discussion at the end about my cholesterol, and we agreed that I'd have my blood tested in about another month. And that's fine. That's the kind of physical side, if you like. But on the mental health side, the discussion was all about how I was feeling, how I'd been getting on. And it must be about 9 months since I've seen him, or maybe not 9 months, but certainly six. So, you know, that's good to have a bit of time where you have to report to the doctor on how you are. And I had to give a little summary, and we talked about whether my mood was on the up, or whether my mood was, you know, stable, or whether my mood was on the down. And so it's, the good thing is that we were talking the same language. We both understood each other. We understood that I'm a person who has a tendency to get high, excited, overcommitted, take on too much, and has in the past experienced crashes, you know, complete collapse. What they would have called in the very old days a nervous breakdown. I mean, that word, in my case, means that I'd lose my self-confidence and my energy and so on and so forth. So I have been able to talk with the doctor about how grounded I am, what I'm doing. I could do with more sleep. I was able to tell him that. I'm getting about 5 hours sleep a night at the most at the moment, and I could do with six. You know, I'd be very happy if I had 6 hours sleep a night. So I'm working on that. I was able to talk to him about mindfulness. Little practices of mindfulness that I'm doing. I was able to talk with him about the book that I have, that is influencing me and is kind of holding my hand as I practice and learn how to be more mindful of my experience. So I come away kind of deeply touched by the fact that I can have this conversation. I was also able to talk to him about psychiatrists and how I find them difficult, understatement, to have conversation with. That they have their own way, they have their own method, and that I couldn't, for example. I had found it too difficult to have a conversation with psychiatrists about whether I should stay or come off the medication. I was able to take advice from my GP about which of my medications I could usefully go back onto, because at the moment I'm not on any medication. I'm not taking any medication at all. And that was a personal decision on my part. And I'm not advocating that anyone follow my example, but it was a personal decision on my part that I would cut back. And I've now made another personal decision after consultation with the doctor that I'm going to go back onto a particular medication and talk to him again in a month to see how that's going. And all of this is my way of saying that I'm a very fortunate man, very fortunate. Very fortunate that I have stumbled into, almost by accident, a doctor I can talk to, with whom I have rapport, who with whom I can even use metaphors, like, you know, talk about golf and how I have been having a period in my working life which has been a bit like a golfer has when they hit a purple patch and they manage the swing, works very well, and they score consistently low for a while, and you know that it isn't going to last. You know, you just know when you're a golfer that if you shoot, you know, a certain number of subpar rounds, that, you know, you should love it and enjoy it. It isn't going to last, and so what? You know, you don't get fretful about it. So I've been having, in terms of business development and projects, work and collaboration and connectivity and the work and the family connections are going well. And it won't always be like that. But it's good that it is going like that, and I'm able to talk to the doctor about that. Now, this is lucky. This is lucky, you know. It has taken me a long time to develop my own ability to be able to talk to medical professionals and to be able to be confident in my perception of their readiness to engage with me as if they were there to support me rather than me there to follow their orders. That's a gross characterization, that last part, but it's to get the message across. So yeah, so that's it. I'm just celebrating coming out. And will I share this audio, boo? Will it be of value to anybody else to listen to me describing how good it is to feel that I've had rapport and connection with a GP? I think it would be, you know. I think some people might be encouraged to develop a better relationship with their GP if they thought that they're human too.